It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what's great about Rochester?
Oh, yeah.
You get most of the conveniences of a big city with a much slower lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Gives us a chance to catch our breath, not be freaking out all the time, right?
Not so much pressure.
Yeah. Wrong, bitch!
Whatever.
Turns out we're stressed as hell all the time.
Why? More than other places?
Oh, it's so bad, in fact, honey.
Yeah, how bad is it?
We're one of the worst cities in America when it comes to how stressed we all are on a daily basis.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Rochester is a top 50 stressed city in America.
We're stressed out.
That's right. This is according to a new study released last week. Rochester came in at 45th overall.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Why is that?
Well, think, like, we don't get, like, hurricanes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, right now there's a massive hurricane hitting the south.
Sure, sure, sure.
We never get those.
No, we don't.
If we get tornadoes, they weaken.
Again, there was a story how this is year. We might be one of the biggest tornado places in the country this summer.
But it ain't Kansas, bro.
Okay. It ain't Kansas.
And we don't get earthquakes. If they are, they ain't.
We also get earthquakes.
If they're popcorn farts.
For now.
So, like, everything
putting
we
this
get
all on weather and climate.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, because the weather's a big thing, like, you got to deal with. We always know the snow's coming. We know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The traffic's light.
I have two reasons that are listed in this study. Do you want to take a shot at the two?
I'm going to say taxes.
Nope.
Or the economy.
Okay, poverty rate is one. I'll give you that.
Big All right.
Want to take a second shot?
Crime.
No. Poverty rate was one, which, understandable, that'll stress you out.
All right.
We also rank high in divorce rate.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
According to the study.
I chipped in.
According to the study.
And I'm from out of town.
It says we have one of the highest divorce rates in America?
Wow.
Do we know where we can find that statistic on its own? Did you guys know that?
No, I did not. I didn't know we were, like, heavy into that.
Yeah, neither did I. Now, here's the thing. I'm with you, man. It doesn't make much sense. I mean, obviously, money in an ex can turn your life upside down and pull your hair out. But outside of those two things, I wouldn't have considered Rochester, the greater Rochester area, to be a stressful place.
But look at our buddies. We got a lot of buddies that are divorced.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know, like, I don't look at, like, I'm divorced, Rochester is, I guess I'm looking at it maybe the wrong way. Like, we hear people are stressed. I don't know. Because, like, if you were like, you can be married, but you have to go through traffic and let they have in Atlanta, New York, or LA every day, I'd tell my wife I'm not coming home.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brutal.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we still have a lot to do compared to other places our same size around the country. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, I know financially it sounds crazy with the housing issues that we have here, but Rochester is still one of the best cost of living versus quality of living
if you
places
can get
in America.
In. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. What about living in the greater Rochester area stresses you out? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And it's funny because I asked this question to the two least stressed people on the planet because neither of you have anything to be stressed about.
I will say when I watched the news, I just picked this up from watching the news when I was on vacation early in the morning.
Okay.
And how the news down there was different from the news up here.
Well, because they open up every break with, bless your heart.
And grits. We seem to lead, like, if you watch the news, like, at night, they seem to lead with a lot of, like, shootings and car accidents.
Okay.
Where they didn't seem to do that down there.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if they had the same amount, because I always figured the town I was in was similar size.
Okay.
And I just noticed that the news looked different.
Okay. So you're saying it's a perception.
Well, just like you're not bombarded by it.
Well, I'm saying the perception of everything around you is stressing
you. Yeah, everything's falling apart.
But it's okay. All right. Okay.
I didn't get that vibe when I was watching the news down there compared to when I watched it. You know, we all watch the news up here.
Okay, that's a good thing.
I mean, us.
Yeah, sure. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yeah.
What stresses you out?
I mean, I do feel like I feel more stressed, and I don't know if this has to do with the weather, but I do feel like there are seasons where I'm just more, I don't know if it's depressed, but I just don't have a lot to look forward to.
Okay.
So that can be stressful, and that like weighs on you.
She hates the winter.
Hold on. I shouldn't have said stress. You can't tell people what they're stressed about.
You can't tell me.
Like, I got so much going on. I got to go to the gym today. I'm so stressed out.
I am stressed out about that. Very tired.
But like, there are things in your life that you could be stressed about. Relationships, friendships. Yeah, I mean, right. Like things
got
that.
Rid of those.
Health issues, like
health issues, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Like there are things going on in people's lives that you don't know about. They don't share with you.
But like what you know, I love you, Kimmy. You know, you're like a sister to me.
Yeah.
But you just said you're stressed out about not having.
I shouldn't have said it like that. But I'm saying you're talking about what I don't know. Like I wouldn't call it depression, but there are points in the year where I do feel like I don't know down. I guess.
You know what it sounds like?
What's up?
Sounds like she's getting stressed right now.
You make me stressed.
Well, she doesn't like the dank. Her and I had the same.
Like
thing
I just,
about winter.
I just feel like I'm in such a better mood when I'm outside and the sun is hitting my face. You know what I mean?
Okay. Can I throw out a theory?
Yeah, knock yourself out.
As we learned today that Rochester is in the top 50 most stressed cities in America, could it be our general attitudes in the greater Rochester area? Because forever,
just negative.
Well, we've been a chip on our shoulder town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you think you're better than me?
Yeah.
You think you're better than me? We're always comparing ourselves to everyone else. We compare ourselves to Buffalo and Syracuse, so we crap all over them.
Mm-hmm.
You compare your side of the river that you live on to the other side of the river, you crap on the other side.
Right.
You compare your town on your side of the river to other towns on your side of the river, and you crap all over them. You then compare your neighborhood that you live in to other neighborhoods in the town you live in, and you crap all over them. Rochester has passed down through generations this never-ending dong measuring contest.
True.
And it feels, based on growing up here and living here my whole life, we're never content. And to make it even worse, like we're allowed to crap all over everything here.
Yeah.
But if someone craps on Rochester, we are quick to bring the claws
up. Well, family. Then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, most people who live here crap all over Rochester. So we're worried about what other people say about us. While finding all of the things wrong with where we live. Mm. And that seems like a pretty big recipe for unneeded stress.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
I do think there's one thing we're missing here.
What's that?
And being an outsider, but living here for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody lives too close to their family.
Ooh.
Like, and I mean like on top of each other.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And that could cause a lot of family stress.
I know a lot of families that live in the same neighborhood.
You could walk to your mother's house.
Yeah.
You could walk to your kid's house. You're in each other's business, and it creates a lot of tension.
That could also lead to divorces.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's a great call. That's a great call.
Y'all too close.
Is living close to family the reason you're the most stressed? Because, I got to admit, that plays into it sometimes.
But at the same time, like, I'm guessing that also can take away some stress. Like if you're somebody with young kids and you need mom or dad to help out.
But now they're stressing because they got to watch the kids.
He's right.
And they ain't got the money. True. They're on a fixed income and you don't appreciate it.
By the way, I couldn't find a list where Rochester even cracked the top 25 cities with the highest divorce.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's possible. It's very possible unless this is brand new. Who knows?
So just get away from your family.
Well, no, I mean, I would love to see
dump your family.
I would love to see a study done deeper into that, because not only do you have a lot of people that live near their family in Rochester, there are also cultures where family life can get tense.
Yes. And it's going to get tense.
No, but I think more tense than some other, like, I grew up in Gates, right? Mm-hmm. So all my friends were Italian.
Right. And they all live next to each other.
And they either love each other or hate each other. And they can do that within the same 15 minutes.
Right. And as soon as that person walks out of the room, they crap all over them. Like, the most relaxed I ever got was when I moved up here, away from all my family.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It was nice.
That makes a lot of sense.
I was under no obligation at all.
We did get a tweet from Ryan who says Rochesterians are generally underpaid compared to other places.
Yeah, but our cost of living is also lower. I mean, look, I get what you're saying. Maybe everything
But maybe
is,
that's shifting now. I don't know.
It's a good call. Yeah, now that the housing prices are coming out of balance, you got people with more money coming to town, we're starting to feel it more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, yeah, I like the family thing a lot.
Oh.
But here's the thing. It's not like you can look at your family and be like, you're stressing me out. I can't live near you.
No, you're handcuffed home.
Exactly.
It sucks.
You know, the biggest thing, no matter, depending on what stresses you out.
Yeah.
On the other side of it, we also don't have a lot of outlets for stress in Rochester.
Yeah, there was like a brew pub.
What do you mean, like hobbies?
A wine tour. local distilleries.
What I mean.
I feel like we have access to actually a lot of those types of
festival
activities.
Amusement park.
Oh, you mean like places you would have to go with your family? Or you would have to ask your ex if you could take the kids to?
Well, what are we missing?
Most places aren't walkable.
Mm.
Right, I mean, you live in Pittsburgh. I love you. Like you did the chin up in the air without even realizing. Speak for yourself.
Very welcome. I thought we were like a good pedestrian city.
Some towns are, some towns aren't.
Oh,
I mean, like, bro, I live in Henrietta. I can't walk anywhere.
True.
Right. I mean, Greece Gates. Like, yeah, there's Pittsburgh. There's Victor. There are some neighborhoods in the city where, yeah, it's all walkable stuff. Fine, but like most people who live in the greater Rochester area, if you're gonna go somewhere, you got to get in your car. Whereas if you're in a bigger city, yeah, the traffic sucks, but you have the ability to clear your head and walk around.
Yeah, but
it is amazing what a walk will do to clear your head.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. But how many people? But how many people who can walk actually walk anyway?
But that's what I mean, because we're so not used to doing it.
Yeah.
But there's other cities, man, where, like, you don't walk anywhere. Yeah. Like, they're like, you never get out of your goddamn car.
Maybe they're also stressed out.
Like Houston.
Okay, yeah. Okay, maybe
and they're all fat and stressed and sweaty.
All right, so if Rochester is one of the most stressed cities in America, what can we do to fix it? You just gave me a lot of great reasons.
Well, stop clinging to your goddamn family so much.
Well, can you say clinging? Like, if they...
Again, I think you probably live near your family for a reason would be my guess, right?
But, like, I think those reasons are obsolete. Like, there was a time when family stayed.
Come on. No, you can't time yourself. I have to time you.
All right.
Damn it.
You know, there was a time.
No, I don't want to do it anymore.
Jesus Christ. No, but, like, you needed
it's
your family.
It's not for you.
Right, thank you. It's like the 1800s, but, like, you don't need your family.
Well, no,
on
I
top
would
of
argue you need your family more than ever, and it
you
goes both ways. Well, like, if I had kids, I would, and I would imagine as when your parents age, they need you, and that's a lot less of a trip, though, that I have to make if I live, you know, two houses down.
No, to her point, the cost of childcare, you know how ridiculous it is. You need your parents more than ever on that side, and there's a new term coming out called the sandwich generation. People that are in their 40s and 50s right now.
Yeah.
Or 30s, 40s, 50s that are taking care of teenage children and their aging parents.
That'll kill you.
At the same time.
That will destroy you.
That's a lot of stress. So when you say you don't need your family, no. I would argue in the 1800s, I could jump on the Oregon Trail and never see Ma or Pa again.
Right.
Now, if I jump on the Oregon Trail, like, I mean, hell, your stepson, your daughter-in-law, and your grandkids live in Chicago, and you still see them on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
And when you see them, you are helping out with childcare.
Yeah.
They don't like you. They just need someone to watch their kid. Dumbest take you went from a really great take of family, like, wow, that was brilliant, dude. You don't even need your family anymore.
I don't need my family. You don't need your family.
No,
you don't.
I do need my family.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but
no.
You're still a capable human being.
Are you talking to Tommy?
Yeah,
you
but
I'm saying,
like, there may be a time.
There may be a time.
Sorry, that doesn't I stepped work. On it.
Where you will need a family member to help you out in some way.
I drop dead. Who cares?
Look, we're all hoping you drop dead, but there is a possibility that you, like, you know, languish.
Is that good?
No.
Oh.
It's not. It's like you trying to put together a sentence off the top of your head, but with life. Like, you don't know where it's going.
I don't do languish.
No, I understand. I understand. And I think Kimmy hit it right on the head.
What's that?
Right? Like, the stress that your family brings you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to accept that stress
the
because
love.
Of well, no, not so much a love, but
give
like,
and take.
Yes,
like, the love comes stress.
I'm not. I don't even mean love. I'm talking like in the most cynical way. Like I need you to do this for me and my family, and in exchange, I am prepared down the road to do this for you.
All right,
and nobody's
so give and take.
Yeah, but nobody's going to say that out. Nobody says that out loud. But it, I mean,
yeah,
we think about it, right?
All right, so we're doomed. We're doomed to stress.
Well, this was a fun discussion, huh?
I guess.
Go Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
How is this a hobby?
What's that?
Like, grown-ass people do this hobby. Mm. Past the fact that a man doing it ended up in the news and needed to be rescued. Just the idea of the hobby is very strange because it would take someone you've never met before to hide something of no value that you then decide you're going to go find. That's the hobby. What I just described is the hobby. And I know that sounds insane, but Tommy, it turns out there's a community of people that are doing it.
Oh, okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. The story starts in the city of Rochester along the Genesee River.
Okay.
On Tuesday, police were called after what seemed to be a hiker saying they were stuck down a hill at the riverbed near Seneca Park.
Damn.
Right?
All right.
So the good news.
Good news.
Crews with ropes responded. They got him out. No one was hurt.
All right.
But it turns out, Tommy.
What's that?
This man was not hiking when he got stuck.
What was he doing?
He was geocaching. Catching? Cation?
Geocaching?
Geocaching?
I think that's what it's called.
Geo?
What is it?
Okay.
You're not familiar with geocaching?
I am not.
You're not?
Maybe it is geocaching.
Cation?
Geocaching?
Geocaching?
Are you trying to say like a vacation? Like a geocaching?
No.
So what do you do with this thing?
Kimmy, can you please pull up the Google definition of geocaching when you get a chance?
Geocaching is an outdoor recreational activity in which participants use a global positioning system, receiver, or mobile device and other navigational techniques to hide and seek containers called geocaches or caches.
Caches. Geocaching. There it is. It's a cache of things. We nailed it.
So you're kind of like treasure hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like give them, basically, somebody gives you coordinates.
And then you get a. Use those coordinates to find this thing, and then you win the points.
Like, kind of like a treasure hunt.
Yeah, but that's but there's no points. It's not like a league.
You just get like a plastic bin full of stuff,
and it's like worthless stuff.
So there is an actual thing you're gonna find.
Oh yeah.
Okay. But from what I understand,
and somebody decided to hide it down a ravine.
Yes, a stranger hides it.
Oh.
A stranger hides it somewhere, and then
you go find it.
Yeah, they're part of this community, but I don't think it's anything of value.
No, I mean they show some like boxes of stuff above the definition, and it looks like a bin full of like dollar store items.
It's crap.
Wow.
But I mean, or somebody left like a receipt, so I don't know.
This is what you would have got.
Some like rocks.
So you're just testing your skills with
gems.
GPS?
Yeah, you're kind of playing hide and go seek with somebody you never met before.
Right. I guess it's more it's not so much what you're getting in the box, it's just locating it, being the first to it.
It's all about the hunt, man.
Yeah.
The hunt, baby. So there are apparently apps and websites where folks will leave these GPS coordinates of places, of things they've left.
Mm-hmm.
And folks who participate then go on the site, they get the coordinates, they use their navigation and outdoor skills to find them based on GPS coordinates, and that's it. That's the hobby. Hide and seek.
All right.
So this is like outdoor nerd stuff?
Oh, yeah. Like bird watching or anything else.
I understand, I guess.
You don't get anything out of it.
To me, it's a kid thing. Like, I could see kids like totally being into this and having fun, like looking for like a treasure, I
buried
guess,
treasure,
right?
Yeah.
I don't get like the older set being into it, because again, you're not getting anything of value.
But it sounds
you're
like,
getting a bunch of kids' toys, like the, what they show in these pictures.
But I got the impression, based on my little research of geocaching, that this was almost exclusively old people doing this.
I think as you age, you start to revert back.
Yeah,
my old man did it.
Here we go.
Remember, he was playing the crane game at Walmart.
I never stopped playing the crane game.
So some people never grow up. Some people come back to it.
Okay, I'm really good at the crane game. I'm just saying.
But I wonder if like all those old stuff, like that I played with as a kid, like guys my age are now buying it and playing with it.
Maybe. Okay, I guess that's a theory. I look at this as like guys who finished Boy Scouts but never really wanted to get out of Boy Scouts, right?
And you're going to brag about it, right? You know there's guys that brag about how tough it was to find this box of crap.
Okay, but who...
What they had to go through and they get it first.
Who are you bragging to?
And people that don't care.
No, but that's just
all brags go unanswered.
No, but like there are some brags, even if I don't care, I understand why you're bragging. You got a new car, it looks pretty cool. All right, I get why you're bragging.
Yeah, this is an empty brag.
Oh, you threw for 300 yards in a high school football game. I don't care. I get why you're bragging. If you look at me and you go, I found a bin full of $7 worth of dollar store materials using GPS coordinates. It's not even, I don't care and it doesn't matter.
But that's not going to shut guys up. Nothing does.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. All right. It looks like we have some folks that are into this. This is like, sometimes names just match up perfectly with what things are happening. Because again, we're talking about this. Geocaching. Geocaching.
I've been corrected.
All right. If I had to pick a name of a guy that would be into geocaching.
Yeah, what do you got?
I would go first with Noah.
Oh, yeah.
And Noah's on CMF. Hey, Noah. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
What up?
Yeah, I just had to call to correct you guys real quick.
Please, because the last thing I want to do is misinterpret the geocaching community in the break room.
Maybe in France it's like geocache, but I don't know. Not here.
So, what you got there, pal?
So tell us what we need to know, Noah.
All right, so you guys are right. You can find stuff in these geocaches, but... mostly there's just like a little logbook and you sign your name and then you leave some, if you take something out, you gotta leave something in it.
Okay. It's an exchange.
There's a whole community of like people and it's really just like a competition to see who can get the most. So there's an app online or like an app on the app store and there's people with like 10,000 logs on like geocaches. Like they travel around the country, around the world to find these.
We didn't know that. Now it makes it really impressive.
So, are you married?
No.
You got a girlfriend?
I do.
Okay.
Does she do this too?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I get
that's
that.
Where she draws the line.
Okay, I get that.
Hey, Noah, how old are you, buddy?
Yeah,
27.
Man, you were a kid doing this, man.
I would think like the 27, 20, 30, 40, not in the typical age range of people that do this.
So I used to do it all the time when I was like a kid.
Yeah.
Me and my dad would go walk around and find them. But then once I actually moved up here to the city, I downloaded the app and I saw there's like hundreds all over the city. So
when
I just
Noah
started walking around
moved
and riding
to
my bike
the
around.
City.
Hot Noah in the city. Boom, 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 boom. All right. So,
yeah.
All right. Noah, look, you sound like a really nice guy and I'm glad you have a hobby. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
It's more the thrill of the find.
Yeah, you could just go and take a walk or a hike.
Well, that's the point. You take a walk and then you might find like, you might find a dollar bill in one of them.
Wait.
You take the dollar bill and you leave a quarter or...
Oh, so you're a dick. Noah, thanks for...
You take something, you leave something.
Okay, all right. Noah, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I want a whole dollar.
And I left a quarter.
I don't get it.
I'm trying really hard not to judge.
It makes sense now. Remember when the Pokemon Go craze was happening and you would just see people all over the place like looking around on their phones?
Okay.
It's kind of a similar idea in a way. So I could see like that was huge. So I guess the same, if you're getting the same thrill out of this, it makes sense that so many people are into it.
Okay. The pot's legal now, man. Go relax.
Oh, you could do both.
Yeah, I feel like, well, no, can you be stoned and
no, you might get lost. Then you got 10 guys in a ravine.
No, I mean, that's a good comparison, Kimmy, with the Pokemon Go. I forgot about that.
That was like adults that were into it.
But I understood that because you were like living in this weird like alternate reality on your phone. We're like, look, there's Pokemon. Not my thing, but I kind of get why you, that would be cool. It's like virtual reality.
This gets you out, moving, looking for things. I don't know. I think it's more like the thrill of the hunt.
But you found a dollar.
Yeah.
252-WCMF 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this gentleman who was stuck down a giant hill near the Seneca River. Near the river at Seneca Park. I'm sorry. I was up late watching that game. I stayed up to watch Mitchell Trubisky knee it out for the Bills.
Oh, wow.
But he got stuck. Everyone thought he was hiking. Turns out he was geocaching.
Caching.
Well, who matters? 252-WCMF. Keith's here. Hey, Keith. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, man.
So I geocached a lot when I was a kid. It was my parents' way to get me and the siblings out of the house and be able to just, you know, walk on a trail. This was before they had it on apps or anything. So my parents would go on the computer with a big box on the back of it and find the coordinates and get a trail map. And then it would just turn into a treasure hunt once we got around the area, and it was just a good way for us to just bond as a family growing up.
Okay, that I understand. That's really sweet, and it's great.
I would never talk to my family again if they did that to me.
Hey, you better be careful. You got little ones.
Oh, bro, Tommy
that could be into this. Your grandkid, Grandpa Tommy, leading the way.
Keith, how old are you now, bud?
Right now, I'm 30.
Do you do it still?
No, but it's something I'm married and I have some kids. It's something that I would probably introduce to them when they're old enough.
Okay.
Don't do it.
I get it. No, that's a good way to get
like
your kids out.
There's like a million things
about.
To do with old man treasure hunt.
No, but this would be free.
Just stop by a restaurant on the way home. You know, it's a good time.
No, it's not.
Look, I mean, I get it, although I'm with you. I hate trail walking. Like, my wife wanted to make us a trail family, and I tried it once. I was like, I'm never
ever. Are you like walking on uneven ground for hours?
Oh, hey, look, there's now all of a sudden there's a creek here, and you got shoes on. Doesn't matter. Now they're wet. Like, why are we doing this here?
I know.
Why are we effing doing this right now? Have you heard of Inside? The mall goes for a really long time. We can just walk that back and forth. How about
we sent Lewis and Clark out, and then we developed it.
Keith, thanks for the info, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
All right, take care.
I will say, though, with this hobby, it only takes one dick to ruin it.
That's everything.
What gives you the impression that men that are using GPS coordinates to find dollars...
Oh, there's some dirty stuff in here.
Yes.
Well, no, that Tommy would then want to do it. Think about that, free porn. Back in the day, when you paid for porn, when you didn't have this America of free pornography.
You're welcome.
The biggest worry I would have if I'm a grown man doing this by myself is not... looking nerdy, because again...
By yourself, too.
Well, yeah, nobody
sad.
Would know you're doing it.
Yeah, kind of.
No, but that's the problem. You would look super suspicious
you would.
Doing this. Going to isolated places by yourself.
Looking
for
around.
Yes, exactly.
It would look like you lost something.
Kimmy, let's say you're standing outside.
Yeah, your social skills.
And you see someone standing by themselves, wandering around, like kicking the dirt around, and then all of a sudden they walk away. Hmm. That man is doing something illegal, right? Without a doubt in my mind, I'm calling the cops. What the hell is that guy doing over there?
Where's the body?
Yeah. Yes. I've seen this on Netflix before.
Even Lonsbury, when he jogs, he just keeps it moving, you know? Weirdo in the city.
Hot weirdo in the city. Boom, 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 boom.
Check me out at noon every day. I'll be at the pizza parlor or the horse barn.
He's not at the horse barn.
Oh. I thought you were going to meet me behind the horse barn.
Behind the horse barn. Thank you. 252-WCMF 252-9263. Again, we're talking about geocaching. Has this been around a long time? I hope it's been around a long time.
That kid said he was doing it when he was a little kid.
Well, when I say long time, I don't mean like 20 years ago. I mean like 50 years ago.
Well, those would just be like treasure hunts, I guess.
Well, but to your point, how would you find...
Dig.
I guess, yeah, but you didn't
going
have any...
Going on a treasure hunt.
I bet you... This all came about with like the rise of people on the internet and having access to the internet because it seems like that's where the community started to grow.
And I think you're right. I do want to point out though that was the oldest woman thing she's ever said.
Well,
this all came about with the rise of people on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'm saying like having access to it in your home.
Gotcha. Okay.
And this is the best we can come up with all the technology we have.
Well, I mean,
let's go look for a box of crap.
Look, along with Kimmy's Pokemon Go comparison,
it's like
which
a
is
simple,
good.
Yeah.
I mean, you
simple
talk
concept.
If you listened to the show earlier this week when Tommy got back from Charleston, you saw Blackbeard the Pirate's home.
Yes.
Right? And you didn't know Blackbeard was a real person.
Did not know that thing.
But Everyone had Blackbeard facts when they were there, and they loved Blackbeard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is kind of something similar, right? Like, you're going all over trying to find stuff that...
Hoping you find something, maybe of value. I don't know if that's part of it, too.
Bird
like, are there people maybe leaving, like, one or two, like, really valuable things in there?
Like $3?
I don't know, like some kind of collectible thing.
252-WCMF. Let's take one more call. Barbara's got the last word on geocaching. Hey, Barbara, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
It's so amateur if they got to use phone GPS. Because there was a time back when we were in the Scouts, to get your orienteering badge, you got a crumpled up topographical map, a tiny compass, and a divining rod to go look for what you had to get.
Okay.
We were tough back then, man.
The only thing, remember Barbara, when I was like, who would brag about exactly what you just bragged about?
I was a Scout.
Yeah, but it was for the Scouts, and it was for a merit badge.
Okay, no, I mean, I get that. It's always fun. I think the Boy Scouts vastly overestimated how much we'd be alone in the woods.
Just in case.
Yeah, like, here's how to get yourself out. I'm not remembering any of this. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to lay down and die here. That's what I'm going to do.
If it happens, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to dig myself a hole. I'm going to lay down and die. Barbara,
isn't there like two or three stories a year where somebody gets lost, like, in a national park, and they... got to send out, like, 200 people to look for him, and, like, they were only, like, a mile away from a road because they didn't know what to do.
That happens all the time, man.
But if that happens, doesn't that kind of prove my point? They probably learned it at some point. They ain't got it anymore.
Also, can we start tracking how many correct picks Danger and Beached Whale Boys got correct?
Why you gotta hurt people on the second one?
That just sounded harsh.
Yeah, I mean, the Beached Boys is funny. Beached Whale Boy, that's painful.
Yeah, you'd have to add the whale.
You did the stink lines and everything. Yeah, we will keep track of their picks. Yes, we will do that, Barber. Great suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Barber, who feels bad about himself. It was one of those things where he knew he went too far as soon as he said it. It was like a week ago, we informed Tommy, and he was very alarmed.
That's it.
That an owner of an airline, or a CEO of an airline, is trying to recruit other CEOs to encourage the FAA to put a drink limit per customer on flyers in airports.
Mm-hmm.
And not just at the airport you're at. Like, when you enter security
for
your
you're locked
departing
in for the
flight.
Day.
Yes, until you're all the way done. His issue was two. He wanted two drinks per person.
Right.
And his issue was all of the unruly passenger videos, problems that have shown up. You freaked out.
Yeah.
Because you love drinking in an airport.
Oh, yeah. It's built for drinking.
He's bought airline tickets to go nowhere just to go drink at the airport bar. Well, I've got some good news.
What's the good news?
It turns out that unruly airport behavior...
Air rage.
...is down 75%.
Wait, 75%?
75%.
Since when? Like, what's the measurement of time?
So in the last 3 years. So the numbers that this guy was using when he wanted this were from a couple of years ago, which was the last stuff. The numbers in the last 3 years have plummeted. Since January, they've only received 1,500 reports compared to almost 6,000 in 2020.
So we're cool, man.
And what's funny is the three reasons they give why it's dropping.
Mm.
One, different people are traveling. So, like, back when they were coming back from the pandemic, trying to make money, airlines slashed prices.
Yeah.
And they theorized that it was people who didn't normally fly, who didn't know the rules, and that caused friction, which caused unruly passengers.
Okay.
Theory number two, no more mask mandates.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I bet you that there was an uptick during that time.
Several insiders, Kimmy, say that the mask arguments caused the most fights by far.
Between passengers and between staff. Yes. Like, it had to just be, like, chaos at all times.
So they said when the week they dropped the mask mandate in 2022, those incidents fell by 50%.
So it's COVID's fault.
Third one, and this is the funniest.
That's it.
Serving alcohol again, they believe, may have lowered... the unruly behavior.
What do you mean?
So back when they opened up the airports, because of the whole mask mandate, they weren't serving alcohol, right? They didn't want you to take your mask down. So it turns out that people either just got drunk at the airport before they got on the flight.
Okay.
Or they snuck their own bottles through security and drank as much as they wanted without anyone cutting them
so
off.
So unlimited source of alcohol.
Which is funny because any airport bar is pretty much an unlimited source of alcohol.
They encourage you to buy doubles.
No, they don't. They ask you if you want it.
No, but they'll tell you. No, they will tell you for $2, I'll give you a double.
That's not an encouragement.
That's just letting you know the price.
No, he's telling. This is what I think. It's like going to, like, McDonald's.
It's a deal.
Okay. That's not.
Bro, if it's an $8 drink and it'll double down for an extra two, that's a deal in my
world. Well, that's a sure it's a deal, but they're not.
A deal and an encouragement. Yeah. He's not, hey, you should do
this. A deal is an encouragement.
Oh, my God. It is amazing.
If I offer you a deal, I'm trying to encourage you to drink more.
It is amazing that mental gymnastics alcoholics will do
it. You don't understand words. There, I said it.
Thanks. That really hurt me. Don't do that again. So, I mean, the good news here.
What's the good news?
Is that your fear.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, I mean, if that third one is true, which is pretty funny, but it also makes sense, taking alcohol away or setting a two-drink minimum may actually have the opposite effect.
Does it bring back the air buzz?
Especially for, so you know those, like, you've been in big airports where they have the duty-free shop?
Mm-hmm.
You can buy liquor.
Yes.
You're not allowed to open it in the airport. But how do they ensure you don't?
Right.
That I don't know.
Like, cause let's say I really wanted to get drunk and they cut off the two, right? Couldn't I just go into the bathroom and slam that thing?
Right.
Well, yeah, but it's, yeah, I guess you're good.
I mean, what's stopping me? Is there like some kind of top on it that's like impossible? How would they know? What, are they staring at me in the bathrooms chugging this Absolut bottle?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because like you can't buy alcohol in any other place but the duty free,
right?
And I get that. And you would have to be traveling internationally to be able to purchase from the duty free. I could also talk someone traveling internationally, like the teenager outside the liquor store back in the day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, where are you going? Where are you going? You going to Europe? $20 extra, you buy me that Absolut bottle.
All right.
This is good news for you.
I'm loving it.
Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I'm a drunk.
No, but like it's so relaxing. You don't miss it when you're flying?
I can't.
You're an anxious flyer.
I can't drink and fly. I can't.
What do you mean? It takes the edge off. It's what it's there for.
No, it does the opposite for me. It makes me more like,
really?
I'm more aware of what's happening.
Hmm.
Like as soon as I hear that beverage cart, I'm like, yes, we're at 10,000 feet. Let's do this.
Okay. It was like a week ago we informed Tommy, and he was very alarmed.
That's it.
That an owner of an airline, or a CEO of an airline, is trying to recruit other CEOs to encourage the FAA to put a drink limit per customer on flyers in airports.
Mm-hmm.
And not just at the airport you're at. Like when you enter security
for
your departing flight. Day. Yes, until you're all the way done. His issue was he wanted two drinks per person.
Right.
And his issue was all of the unruly passenger videos, problems that have shown up. You freaked out.
Yeah.
Because you love drinking in an airport.
Oh, yeah. It's built for drinking.
He's bought airline tickets to go nowhere just to go drink at the airport bar. Well, I've got some good news.
What's the good news?
It turns out that unruly airport behavior.
Air rage.
Is down 75%.
Wait, 75%?
75%.
Since what? Like, what's the measurement of time?
So in the last 3 years, so the numbers that this guy was using, what he wanted this, were from a couple of years ago, which was the last stuff. The numbers in the last 3 years have plummeted. Since January, they've only received 1,500 reports compared to almost 6,000 in 2020.
So we're cool, man.
And what's funny is the three reasons they give why it's dropping.
Mm.
One, different people are traveling. So like, back when they were coming back from the pandemic, trying to make money, airlines slashed prices.
Yeah.
And they theorized that it was people who didn't normally fly, who didn't know the rules, and that caused friction, which caused unruly passengers.
Okay.
Theory number two, no more mask mandates.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I bet you that there was an uptick during that time.
Several insiders, Kimmy, say that the mask arguments caused the most fights by far.
Between passengers and between staff. Yes. Like, it had to just be, like, chaos at all times.
So they said when the week they dropped the mask mandate in 2022, those incidents fell by 50%.
So it's COVID's fault.
Third one, and this is the funniest.
That's it.
Serving alcohol again, they believe, may have lowered the unruly behavior.
What do you mean?
So back when they opened up the airports, because of the whole mask mandate, they weren't serving alcohol, right? They didn't want you to take your mask down. So it turns out that people either just got drunk at the airport before they got on the flight.
Okay.
Or they snuck their own bottles through security and drank as much as they wanted without anyone cutting them
so
off.
So unlimited source of alcohol.
Which is funny because any airport bar is pretty much an unlimited source of alcohol.
They encourage you to buy doubles.
No, they don't. They ask you if you want it.
No, but they'll tell you. No, they will tell you for $2, I'll give you a double.
That's not an encouragement.
That's just letting you know the price.
No, he's telling. This is what I think. It's like going to like McDonald's.
It's a deal.
Okay. That's not.
Bro, if it's an $8 drink and it'll double down for an extra two, that's a deal in my world.
Well, that's a sure it's a deal, but
they're
not.
A deal and an encouragement. Yeah. He's not, hey, you should do this.
A deal is an encouragement.
Oh, my God. It is amazing.
If I offer you a deal, I'm trying to encourage you to drink more.
It is amazing that mental gymnastics alcoholics will do
it. You don't understand words. There, I said it.
Thanks. That really hurt me. Don't do that again. So, I mean, the good news here.
What's the good news?
Is that you're fearing.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, I mean, if that third one is true, which is pretty funny, but it also makes sense, taking alcohol away or setting a two-drink minimum may actually have the opposite effect.
Does it bring back the air buzz?
Especially for, so you know those, like, you've been in big airports where they have the duty-free shop?
Mm-hmm.
You can buy liquor.
Yes.
You're not allowed to open it in the airport. But how do they ensure you don't?
Right.
That I don't know.
Like, cause let's say I really wanted to get drunk and they cut off the two, right? Couldn't I just go into the bathroom and slam that thing?
Right.
Well, yeah, but it's... Yeah, I guess you're good.
I mean, what's stopping me? Is there, like, some kind of top on it that's, like, impossible? How would they know? What, are they staring at me in the bathrooms chugging this Absolut bottle?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because like you can't buy alcohol in any other place but the duty free,
right?
And I get that, and you would have to be traveling internationally to be able to purchase from the duty free. I could also talk someone traveling internationally, like the teenager outside the liquor store back in the day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, where are you going? Where are you going? You going to Europe? $20 extra, you buy me that Absolut bottle.
All right.
This is good news for you.
I'm loving it.
Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I'm a drunk.
No, but like it's so relaxing. You don't miss it when you're flying?
I can't.
You're an anxious flyer.
I can't drink and fly. I can't.
What do you mean? It takes the edge off. It's what it's there for.
No, it does the opposite for me. It makes me more like
really?
I'm more aware of what's happening.
Hmm.
Like as soon as I hear that beverage cart, I'm like, yes, we're at 10,000 feet. Let's do this.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.